Question 1. Chemistry. Practice 3. Now listen to a lecture related to the topic in Step 1. Fill in the blanks of the note diagram below with the keywords or key phrases shown. Not all of the words or phrases will be used.
Have any of you heard of the term carbon chauvinism? Yes, this is a science class, and chauvinism has found its way into science. The term, in fact, seeks to discredit views that all life forms are carbon-based. But isn't the main question really whether science is being chauvinistic? The answer we'll discuss today is probably not. In fact, all current scientific evidence indicates that carbon is necessary to life as we know it. As you all have hopefully read, silicon-based life is one of the preeminent contenders to carbon. Yes, the Earth is silicon-rich and carbon-poor. Yes, tiny diatoms have silicate-based skeletons. But do we actually have pure silicon life forms to study? We certainly do not. All terrestrial life is carbon-based. Rare carbon, rather than the relatively abundant silicon, has proven to be the successful life base on Earth. What about non-terrestrial silicon life? Silicon bonds resist extreme heat better than carbon. This could provide it with the molecular stability for biological evolution on planets closer to the Sun. However, the reality is we can't replicate and test such alien environments. Scientifically, we just can't say with certainty. The other commonly speculated alternative biochemistry base is sulfur. Sulfur is similar to carbon because it's soluble in water. This is an important characteristic on Earth, where water is the medium for all biochemical life. We have, in fact, found some types of bacteria that use sulfur in their metabolism. But these bacteria are still carbon-based life forms, with sulfur playing a secondary metabolic role. Sulfur can form the long molecular chains required for biological evolution, but its high reactivity makes it too unstable to sustain complex biological evolution here on Earth. We have no pure sulfur life forms on Earth to study. The point is that, under conditions for life as we know it, we have no knowledge indicating this is possible. The key point today is that all conditions for biological life, as we know it, include carbon in their chemistry. We have no empirical data about successful non-carbon biochemistries. So, I'd say the present state of science can't be held guilty of carbon chauvinism. Alien environments or odd physical conditions are, for the most part, variables we either cannot study or for which there is no real data.